Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham podcast. You can find me on Rumble by just typing in Mark Parham and I should pop up. I want to talk about Eric Adams. Eric Adams is just, he's all over the place. And I don't see, I don't think the Democrats, well maybe they are, but who are the Democrats going, or the people in New York City, let me say that, are the people in New York City going to re-elect Eric Adams? I mean, Eric Adams is doing a horrible job with this whole just migrant stuff that's going on, and with crime, with the subway system, with just everything. And I don't see how this guy can, become the mayor again, like get re-elected. Especially with all of these bad things that are happening. I mean, it's getting to the point where he's almost, and maybe he's there already, but it's almost like a black version of Bill de Blasio. Maybe, in a sense, maybe this guy's worse than Bill de Blasio. And the New York City has just fallen into the gutter. And you think about it, you have people there that are paying millions of dollars and to have, nice places to live, and you have people that have to make six figures to live in that city to actually be able to survive. And you got to say to yourself, is it worth it? Like, you could move somewhere in the Midwest and use that money you would be using in New York City, use it in the Midwest and actually have a place that's safe, that's decent, where you don't have to worry about rats and roaches. And, I don't see what is so appealing about New York City anymore. I mean, under Bloomberg, you could at least say, oh, well, there's interesting things to do and, I feel halfway safe. But under Eric Adams, like every time somebody goes down to, down to the subway or something like that, you're always hearing about somebody being attacked or shot or robbed. Like, who would want to live around that? Who would want to be around that when you're paying all that money? And so I don't see what the big appeal, I mean, why people are so drawn to New York City anymore. I mean, it's funny because I go on YouTube and you see people say, oh, it's my first day in New York City. And I'm like, you guys just don't know. I mean, it's not what you think it is. It's almost like people are getting this perception because of media and the movies and stuff like that, that it's, so awesome, but it's really gone downhill. I mean, it was, like I said, I used to love, going to the city when Mayor Bloomberg was the mayor. I mean, even though people got on him about the stop and frisk and all this other stuff, but at least crime wasn't like it is now. But you look at Eric Adams and it's just like, you're seeing women, things being done to women, things being done to grown men. You're seeing just, the city has just become a complete chaos. And then you add on this situation with the migrants and, he's trying to give them money and build shelter and stuff like that for them. And it's a mess. Even the moped situation, like you have migrants that are on mopeds, like where are they getting the money to have, to get mopeds, to be able to travel around the city? So I don't see how, I don't see any reason why anybody would go to the voting booth and just say, oh, well, I want to get Eric Adams again. I mean, I think right now New York City needs a Republican. New York City needs a Republican who's going to crack down on crime, who's going to just get tough with a lot of these situations that are going on. Because Eric Adams, he's all over the place. I mean, did you see the news where he was on a fact-finding mission in Central America where he was, trying to travel around and, get ideas and stuff, just stupid stuff. And he's all over the place. And I think he's one of these people where he believes he's doing a better job than what he is, because it's just he must just work around yes people, like, oh, how's the city doing? Oh, Mayor Adams, the city is doing this and that, because I mean, it's so easy to criticize the job that he's doing, and you can tell he works around people that just say yes to everything, because there's no way that anybody thinks New York City is an amazing city right now, especially considering how much you pay. And, it baffles my mind. And again, it's not just Eric Adams, but you can go to, where is it, San Francisco, where they have a lady there who, I think her name's London Breed or something like that, where look at San Francisco, how there's crime, how there's robberies, how there's theft, how there's just all the bad stuff you can think about. But then you want people to turn around and pay, top dollar for, expensive places to live and apartments and things like that when you don't feel safe. Like you think about it. You move to a place like San Francisco. Let's just say you get a nice condo or a nice apartment. Okay, it might be nice in your condo or apartment, but then you say, well, you know what? I want to go and, go and get a sandwich with my friends. I want to go to a sandwich shop, or oh, I want to go and eat some steak tonight or something, or get some groceries. You might be mugged. I mean, even I think it went viral a few days ago, but even how Charles Barkley was talking about San Francisco. And Barkley's somebody from the down south. I mean, he's seen a few things. And anytime he says, like, San Francisco, he didn't say the exact words, but he said it's almost like a place where you have to wear a bulletproof vest. I'm sort of paraphrasing, but he said something to that effect. And, he's right. Like, who wants to pay all that money for a nice place to live? You've got a good job, at one of the tech companies, and then you've got to walk the streets and see crackheads, people that might attack you, and worry about your car being broken into. Like, I've seen more videos on YouTube and these places where, people who are out of town, people who are tourists, will come and say, oh, well, let me just leave my cameras in the car real quick and, just check out the view. Well, you might come back 5 minutes later from the park and then your window's broken. I mean, I've even seen videos where, somebody pulls up in a car right next to another car, smash the window, takes out the bags, jumps in. Like, I've seen videos where they almost rob somebody in like 10 seconds. Like, it's the level of sophistication is, getting much better, where people are just driving a car, like people almost doing drive-by robberies. Like, they drive a car, somebody to drive a getaway car, spot another car, break the window, and then just jump in the back with the person's items and then go to the next car. And this is not at night all the time. I'm seeing videos where this is broad daylight. Like this, I'm seeing videos where if people who are looking at other folks in broad daylight take things from another person's car and you don't see a police officer in sight or anything. And that's where we're at with electing some of these Democrats. And I think that, again, people are delusional because these London Breed and Eric Adams both have supporters. Like, they actually have people that support them, which is sounds crazy. Like, you see all the crime, you see all of the high prices you have to pay, and their support should be almost like 0%. And how they can even get, have more supporters than zero is amazing to me. So, like I said, this just goes to show you this new group of Democrats that are being elected to be mayors and stuff like that of these beautiful cities. Like I said, New York City was a wonderful city under Bloomberg. Not perfect, but it was much better than it is now. You look at San Francisco. San Francisco, I mean, a lot of people back in the day said it was an amazing place to live. Now look at it. And so, again, America's upside down, and we just need to vote for Republicans all across the board, even if you're a Democrat. Support a Republican this time. It won't hurt. I mean, try something new because we can't keep on electing and re-electing certain people and just looking at our cities, our great cities, fall by the wayside. So again, that's just my little rant. And like I said before, you can find my podcast. Just type in Mark Parham in Rumble and search, and I should pop up. And again, enjoy your day.